sleep. Lisa propped against two pillows, reached for her book, clipped on her book light, and returned to Raskolnikov's psychological torment in Crime and Punishment. After a few pages, her concentration shifted back to her own life. Was this sudden move to Florida going to work out? She'd given up a great position and people she loved back in Ohio. Florida is where we'll start the next chapter, the best chapter of our lives, Jeff had told her, implying that they would start a family here, something he, being ambitious and so driven to succeed, had always put off whenever she'd raised it. Still, Lisa had always envisioned that they would have children in Cleveland. So much for the best laid plans. But now that she was 34 with her clock ticking, and having sacrificed her career for his, she expected motherhood as promised. She looked at Jeff, her hard-working snore machine. You'd better be on board to make some babies, buddy. Through the dim light, Lisa saw the unpacked boxes in the corner and sighed. It had been a little over 3 weeks since they'd taken possession of their house, and they were still settling in. She was awed at the price of their huge new Spanish-style home, way more than what they had paid for their little brick colonial in Shaker Heights. It was such a financial stretch for them. And their new neighborhood of Palm Mirage Creek, slivered between Coral Gables and Coral Terrace, had to be one of the most beautiful in the entire country. Great weather, little crime, close to top-ranked schools, a good place to raise a family. Now wide awake, Lisa put her book down to get a drink of water from the fridge downstairs. Her phone and Jeff's were charging on their night tables. Lisa took hers, pulled on her robe over her wispy nightgown, stepped from the bedroom and switched on the hall light. She checked her phone. No new messages. Downstairs, she turned on more lights and for a moment stood in disbelief that this house was really theirs. She was thankful that Jeff's corporation had covered most of the moving expenses, rare in his profession these days, to transfer them from the Cleveland office to the larger Miami office. His higher salary had picked up the rest of the costs. But they still carried a lot of debt, and it made Jeff nervous that she was now earning less, even though she believed that with his increase in pay, they could get it down in a few years. On the main floor, she moved through the living room with its vaulted ceiling, the oak coffee table, and the lamps. The sofa looked so old here, they really needed a new one. She paused for a moment, then walked across the tiled floor of the grand foyer and, to be safe, tested the front door. It was locked. All the front windows were secure. Lisa switched on more lights, went through the kitchen with its granite countertops, gleaming stainless steel appliances, the oversized island, and walk-in pantry. The kitchen door to the side entrance and double garage was secure, too. So were all the rear windows. For good measure, she checked the pantry. Nothing but unopened boxes from the move. She got a glass of cold water from the fridge, feeling its icy tentacles soothing her dry throat, cooling her stomach. Satisfied, she started back to bed when she heard a faint noise and stopped. What was that? Holding her breath, she strained to listen. Feeling vulnerable, she considered a weapon, a bat, a cleaver, something. No guns were in the house. She and Jeff had an aversion to them. She heard nothing more. Lisa wished their system were in place. The company Jeff had hired was booked up and coming to install it next week. Maybe she'd ask him to call them in the morning, request they speed things up. Calm down. All the doors and windows are locked. She reasoned that she was still getting acquainted with her new home.